This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Why do I hate Conor McGregor? I travel around the world and people know that I'm Irish and I love Ireland. When I graduated from the university, I didn't even go back to America. I went back to my roots and went back to Ireland. I love Ireland. I love martial arts. I try to train as much as I can. And people will say, oh, so you're a Conor fan? I said, no, I hate Conor. And I don't hate people. It's my general opinion that I don't hate people. I used to dislike Conor, but now I hate him. And when I tell people why, they're shocked because they assume right away, maybe it's because Khabib is a Muslim and you're a Muslim and he's going to be fighting. No doubt, the brotherhood that I have with Khabib, it brings me together with him because he's my brother in Islam. No doubt about that. But this is not the reason why I hate Conor. So the reason why I hate Conor is because of my love for Jesus. And the people are shocked. You're a Muslim. So my son is named Isa. My son is named Jesus. Isa, by the way, in Irish, they say Isa as well. Huh? So my love for Isa, for Jesus, is the reason I hate Conor McGregor. Obviously, when it comes to his arrogance and his attitude and his horrible manners, many people dislike him, even the Irish people themselves, because the Irish people have some of the best manners on the face of the earth. When you come to Ireland, the best people to deal with, beautiful people, the Irish people. At my local dojo, where everybody who there it trains there is non-Muslim except for me and my son, the children asked our coach to take down the poster he had on the wall of Conor McGregor because of these bad manners and this horrible attitude that he has and the arrogance that he has. Why do I hate Conor McGregor? Because of what he said about Jesus. When it came to the Nate Diaz fight, before the Nate Diaz fight, he was asked sometime before that about one of these TMZ paparazzi jokers came to and asked him if Jesus were to come back, because obviously he was beating everybody. And you know, you look at him and have respect, no doubt he's a great fighter. And I used to be a fan of his because of his work ethic, because of his fighting style. It was very good. Then I started to dislike him, obviously, with the attitude and the arrogance and who he became. And so even some people who knew him in Dublin and trained with him in the past, they told me that even his father dislikes the man he has become. The point is that when he said this with this TMZ reporter, asked him, if Jesus were to come back and you were to fight Jesus, who would win? And he said that he was a bit hesitant, and that's where he should have stayed in his lane. He shouldn't have talked about Jesus. He said that even if Jesus were to come back, he said, I would whoop his ass. A'udhu billah. He was asked about it in the press conference before the Diaz fight. And he said that, no, me and Jesus now we're cool. He made it even worse now. He said, me and Jesus are cool. He said, gods respect other gods, or gods recognize other gods. So here, when he said this, right away I told the brothers, I said, look, this is a sign that he's gonna lose soon, and he's gonna lose bad, and he's gonna be humiliated. I said, don't forget the story of the Titanic, when they said not even God can sink it. And when it left from Ireland as well, when it left, what happened? God humiliated them, and God sent a sign to all of mankind about the power of God when he sunk that ship that couldn't be sunk by anyone, even God, subhanAllah. I said, he's going to lose, and he's going to lose bad. I didn't know if it was going to be in the Diaz fight or not, because Nate wasn't even ready. It was only 9 days' notice. But sure enough, look how God humiliated this arrogant individual who called himself a god in the second round. And and look at it, look at his face, how he was choked out and just humiliated in that fight. And this is why I hate Conor McGregor, because of not, and I said disliked him of who he became from the arrogance, but I hated him because of what he said about Jesus. And as Muslims, we love Jesus, and we don't allow and we don't accept anyone saying anything negative about